This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We could talk about the existence of God in general and see if we can come up with some interesting answers.
Okay.
So you're an atheist.
Currently I'm an atheist, you're right, yeah.
So how would you define an atheist? I mean, who is an atheist?
There's a debate on that. Some people say atheism is a way of saying I just don't believe in God. So you're talking about your own beliefs. Other people say an atheist is I claim there are no gods.
Right. Right. So I believe that an atheist doesn't exist, in the sense that the term itself is problematic.
Right.
Atheism is a claim.
So you're taking my second version of it?
Yes, yes. Yeah. That's, I think that's to be more consistent with what other atheistic, scholars believe.
The words can mean what they like. So if we agree, for the sake of this conversation, that atheist means...
Atheistic scholars.
There is the Church of Atheism.
Yeah.
There is. I believe atheism
is
a... I think neo-atheism is a cult now. It is a cult. It is a cult of personalities.
Cultural, religion, or belief. I mean, are you agreeing they're the same?
It's a cult of personalities.
Whereby
people...
your interview.
People follow blindly individuals who claim to be atheists or are apostles of atheism, such as Richard Dawkins, Sam Harris, Christopher Hitchens. Let me finish. I believe there are intelligent atheists. There are intellectually honest atheists.
There are
others who are not so intellectually honest, and they can be even classed as bigots. Some even mass murderers.
Proponents
of mass murder, like Sam Harris. Sam Harris, in one of his recent books, stated that we should preemptively nuke the Muslim world to save the world from an imminent disaster.
You'll get a lot of atheists who don't agree with that.
This is why I believe neo-atheism is a cult.
Christopher Hitchens,
Dawkins, Sam Harris.
Yeah, yeah. But really, this isn't very interesting because there are a lot of atheists who think all these people are wrong and unpleasant and all the rest of it.
So, yes, and there are a lot of atheists who think they are absolutely right in what they say.
Yeah.
They are justified in
even...
Well,
they're sheeple, just like other sheeple in other things.
So it is a...
We need to each of us decide for ourselves how to see the world and work it out for ourselves.
Yes, true. True, I agree. And any intellectually honest atheist would accept the fact that atheism as a term doesn't exist in reality. As an idea, as a concept, it may exist. But in reality, I believe most atheists are actually agnostics.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's what I believe.
If you're consistent, if someone like me wants to use reason and evidence to work out the world, my worldview, I will turn to science.
Yeah.
Science doesn't deliver certainty.
Yes.
It doesn't deliver proof.
Yes.
It delivers the best.
Sometimes it does.
Well,
does
I'm like, I'm not sure. Proof is really in maths. You get proof in maths, but in science, you just get the consensus and everyone agrees.
Science only...
And there's a sort of minuscule chance that you might find the consensus is actually wrong and it's all overturned. But if we're talking about proof, we really need to restrict ourselves just to maths.
Yeah, science... I mean, I'm glad that we agree that science doesn't answer all questions.
Yeah, that's right.
In particular, metaphysical questions. Science
is
confined within the physical world or the physical realm, if you like.
Yes,
It doesn't... science cannot be used, strictly speaking, to prove or disprove God, because God is not a question of science.
There's two issues there. There's can you prove and disprove God, and then the other thing is what method you use to assess whether God exists.
Those are
two different things.
Yes, I agree. But I'm saying that a lot of people make the mistake of using or trying to use science to prove or disprove God, but it's not, in my opinion, science itself. is not...
I think we're agreeing too much.
Yeah, which is a good thing. No, seriously. The world needs to see this.
Yes.
Because, unfortunately, there are too many bigots and haters out there.
Yeah. On all sides.
From all sides. Yes. I agree, 100%. All sides. Humans are in a big mess today. What we need is more friendly discussion, more dialogue.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
More
yeah.
mutual understanding rather than, you know... confronting each other with
people
aggression.
Racist, for yes. example.
If someone without evidence. If someone is racist, I believe.
Okay, can I kind of try and clarify things? So there's the issue: can you prove God? Can you disprove God?
Yeah.
And we're agreeing that that isn't possible. The proof is far too high a hurdle to get either proving God or disproving God. There's going to be uncertainty.
No, I don't believe that. I'll tell you why.
If you said not believing God, you would have agreed. But if you threw in and believe in God, you don't agree.
Okay, so you think you can get certainty on believing
God? I believe you can get a reasonable amount of certainty to believe in a creator. Someone who has created the universe.
Right.
And our solar system. And our planet Earth. And life within the planet Earth. Yeah. It is too complex.
So now you're going to use... some results of science
I'm going to use factual information
Bang is a result of science, for example.
Yes.
So you're presumably want to talk about the universe having a beginning.
Yes.
So that's a result from science.
No, but not necessarily.
Well, it can 100 be a, years ago it can, science didn't think there was
it
a beginning.
Can be a philosophical discussion. It can be a philosophical discussion. Let me explain how. We know
yeah,
that.
I agree. I think philosophy is a really useful way to go.
So we can use science as a complementary tool to reach or to get to a point. But we cannot solely use science as the...
How can I put it? Okay, we're agreeing. Don't worry.
To reach an argument to prove the existence of God. So I'm saying science can serve as a complementary tool, not the tool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So philosophy.
I think that's absolutely right.
I believe philosophy is the main idea here, where we can talk about metaphysics and the reality of the universe, how it was created, when it came about, how it came about, who could be behind it. These are very interesting questions.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think we established a framework.
Yeah.
And we are absolutely agreeing with each other.
I'll begin.
That's the rules of the game are now clear.
Yes. So I believe philosophically, using my mind, the intellectual faculties I've been given by nature.
Yeah.
Right.
Good. Yeah. 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 Well done.
Yeah. That there is a beginning to all this. Okay. The reason why I exist is only.
What do you mean by all this?
Comprehensible. Sorry.
When I have these sort of discussions, I want to be really clear what we mean by. The universe, or what you said is all this, is like a way of describing the universe.
We know we exist.
Yeah.
And we know the planet Earth exists.
Yeah.
Right? And the solar system exists.
Yeah.
We are certain about these things. Likewise, we believe that the universe exists. Okay? We don't know everything about the universe. We have no idea how big the universe is, how many planets there are, how many galaxies there are, but we do know it exists. The fact that we exist, I believe, we had a beginning. We had a beginning.
Well, as individuals.
And our beginning started at one point. It is not we are not infinite.
Yeah.
Okay? We had a beginning. And the fact that we had a beginning, I don't believe it was a random chance beginning. Rather, it was planned, it was intended, it was pushed, it was moved. Right?
Right, okay. So you need to argue for that.
Yes. And my argument is that when we go back, when we keep going back, we both have mothers, and we keep going back, there has to be the first mother.
This sounds very like Thomas Aquinas.
Okay. I'm glad that I agree with Thomas Aquinas on something, right? So we agree that there had to be the first mother. Do you agree with that?
Well, I guess the first mother. Well, it wasn't a. There wasn't a first mother. So.
How do we know that? How do we know that?
Well, that's our understanding of science.
Right. So it can be wrong. Our understanding can be wrong, right? I mean, if we use.
Can I give
pure
an analogy?
Logic, pure
so
logic.
I'm losing my hair, right?
Yeah.
So when I was a young man, I had full head of hair.
Mm-hmm.
at some stage I'll be completely bald.
Right.
At what stage do you describe me as bald? You take one hair away, one at a time. There's no clear time when I went from being not bald to bald.
When you have lost a reasonable amount of hair.
So the first mother is like that. The first mother was, when you get back in time, there's the less and less like a mother. And then until you've got absolutely no life at all.
That's just a claim. There's no evidence for that.
Well, that's my... Under my understanding of the world, I'm saying it's hard to say there was one first mother.
It's hard to say that, but it is not impossible. What I'm saying is, because you and I have mothers, and they had mothers, and they had mothers, and their mothers had mothers, and if we keep going back, we have to end up with the first mother. If we don't end up with the first mother, then we couldn't have become existent. Our existence wouldn't have taken place. This is what I believe. Logically, I'm using logic now.
Do you want me to challenge the logic or to say, no, I say it this way? I don't know what's more useful.
Right. So, we know some scientists, I mean, if you want to bring science in now, some scientists believe that we can all trace back our DNA to one woman.
Right.
Mitochondrial Eve, have you heard of it? I know it's a very contested idea.
I am aware that it is highly contested.
The concept is highly contested. And it doesn't actually mean a physical woman. It means a small group of women. So, what do you think of that?
Well, we need to go much further back than that. So they were the descendants of other apes, and they were the descendants of more basic mammals, and they were the descendants of, I think, reptiles or something.
But these are claims.
So it goes back.
We haven't seen any hard evidence for this. What we call macroevolution. You're going into evolution.
Yeah, of course.
We haven't seen any hard evidence for macroevolution. We don't see any species turning into other species, as macroevolution suggests, right? What we do have...
Well, we've got all these intermediate fossils. What's the problem?
It's a matter of interpretation. Like, for example, Lucy. Lucy's a fossil, right?
Yeah, it has been interpreted as
an ape. But we don't even have the complete body to come to that conclusion.
It's clearly an ape.
You're saying that.
Well, we're apes, gorillas are apes.
How much do we have of Lucy? How much do we have?
I haven't seen Lucy, but in a museum I've seen a copy of Lucy.
Very small bone fragments.
No, that's not Lucy. There's loads of it.
No, I'm talking about Lucy.
90%.
Lucy? No. How I understand Lucy...
My memory was at this museum in Tanzania I went to, that it was about 80-90% of it was there.
No, we'll see an image of what we have. Lucy fossil.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else. But that was my memory.
Right. This is what we have of Lucy.
Yeah.
That's not 90%. I wouldn't say that's 90%. Now, from this...
Okay, my guess was 90%. It's going to be less than 90%. But it's not 10%.
Yeah, we don't have the...
It's quite a lot.
We don't have the legs. We don't have the complete arms.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't have the complete rib cage. Okay, so what we have fragments.
So, what I said earlier.
So we have fragments.
I was saying too much, and you were saying too little.
Okay, so let's meet in the middle. Okay, let's meet in the middle.
Yeah.
So we simply, I know scientists have suggested that it was like an ape, or it was an ape. Some have even clearly gone from an ape. How do you know that?
Well, we cannot.
If we look at this, we can never know for certain whether it was an ape.
So we can't.
Scientists have ways, I know, they have ways of suggesting possibilities. But what I'm saying is, the point I'm making here is that we cannot use Lucy as a model to claim a missing link or an intermediary species. We can't. It doesn't prove a point.
Well, not conclusively.
Yeah, of course. No one fossil will conclusively prove anything.
Some
people have claimed that this is Lucy, but that's going too far, in my opinion. That's a myth. Just like caveman is a myth.
Well, that's an interpretation.
Exactly. Thank you. That's my point.
Yeah.
So interpretations are not always right. Okay.
Yeah.
So what we do know from hard evidence that we haven't yet found anything conclusive to suggest macroevolution's plausibility. Let me explain now what
no,
I mean by that.
I'm not with you. It's a cumulative evidence that builds up. So the big you've got the fossil the layers of the rocks, and they can be dated with isotope dating methods.
Yeah.
And the dates of the rocks are, and then you look at the fossils in the rocks. So you know the age, and you can then see that the sequence of time,
right.
the animals have got more complicated with time.
Right.
So that's a way of showing that life has become more complicated.
So we have a philosophical way of explaining all this. When we start with the Cambrian period, half a billion years ago, we have these trilobites, right?
That's called? Right, yep,
okay,
yep,
we have trilobites suddenly appear in the fossil record.
Yeah,
there is nothing intermediary or nothing partially
Are you referring to the pre-Cambrian explosion? No, the Cambrian explosion.
I'm talking about the Cambrian explosion,
which
took place half a billion years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then these fossils suddenly start to appear within the fossil record, right? And you're absolutely right that gradually the species start to get more complicated.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, yeah.
We have a philosophical... we have a philosophical way of explaining this away. We believe that God, as we are told even within the Islamic literature, God created species in sequences, in long intervals. They are called ayyam, sittatu ayyam, which means six long intervals. Okay, literally translated, it means 6 days. But we don't believe it's 6 days, because when we go into exegesis done by the Prophet himself, the biblical scholars or Christians have a problem with them, because it means literally 6 days.
Yeah.
That's why some of them are young earth creationists. We are not young earth creationists. We believe in an ancient world.
Yeah.
We believe the world is millions of years old, and we have no problem in Islam with that. Okay.
Yeah.
So Islamic literature explains to us that all of these creatures or species were made sequentially by God in long intervals.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we look at the fossil record, and amazingly, humans are the last.
But we're getting rather off track. I'm not seeing how this is proving God in any way. You're just telling me how you.
I'm saying
that
whatever scientific evidence, as fragmentary as it is, it kind of supports our philosophy. Whatever little scientific evidence we have very little so far. Unfortunately, we don't have everything we need to know about our origins. It's a very.
The people who've looked into this, there's a lot of Christians and obviously heaps of atheists and everything in all the universities around the world. They all agree that evolution is how we got here. And it's only
scientifically.
The kind of tiny minority of tiny minority.
I accept that. I accept that. That scientifically speaking, strictly, purely speaking from a naturalistic point of view, they are absolutely right. There is no other way to explain the evidence we have.
Yeah.
Okay. Scientifically speaking, if we divorce God, if we divorce metaphysics or the spiritual realm out of the picture, okay, if we're talking naturalistically, purely on naturalistic basis, yes, they have to somehow explain this diversion or diversity, sorry, not diversion,
diversity
within the species.
Yeah.
And that's the only way to explain it.
Yeah, so but there's no tension in that explanation. It doesn't cause them.
No, but we have some metaphysical explanations to the existence of...
I'm fine. Here is data in front of us. The scientists say, okay, it all makes sense, evolution's how it all happened, everything ties up. You say the same, that fits with the Quran, no problem, it all ties up.
But do you accept this patchwork? Scientists, what the scientists do is patchwork. They take strong leaps of faith. There are missing gaps in evidence, and they have to fill them with interpretations, suggestions, inferences. Do you agree with that?
No, not really.
So you believe that the evidence for macroevolution, we don't disagree on microevolution, by the way.
Okay.
We agree that microevolution does take place.
Yeah.
It has taken place. Okay. The question we're dealing with is macroevolution. Species turning into other species. You're telling me there is hard evidence, without inferences, without interpretations, to claim macroevolution conclusively. I don't believe that. I don't accept that because there isn't. I mean, if there is evidence for it, please share it with us.
Well, it's that you.
The fossil record
doesn't
support.
What would you expect to find, and then you find it? So you find it in the rocks.
The fossil record doesn't support you. It does not support you.
So you've got I think it does. Then you've got the DNA kind of fossil record. So
genome. You're talking about genome, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Genome is where scientists they suggest or they infer by looking at the similarities between species. As far as the DNA is concerned, they infer the species are similar because they have or they share ancestors, common ancestors, right?
Yeah.
And this is an inference. Looking at the similarities, for example, and we have similarities with cabbage, we have similarities with bananas, we have similarities with horses, have similarities with a number of different species, right?
So our similarities to other apes is much closer than our similarities
to
bananas.
And we have dissimilarities. We have major dissimilarities between us and apes, right? That's why they are apes and we are not apes, right? So I believe these similarities do not necessarily prove a common ancestor. Scientists have to infer, they have to interpret this evidence, this genome evidence, to suggest a similarity or some form
like it's like a crime. And a detective looking at a crime.
Yes, I agree.
It's the same thing.
I agree.
Something's happened in the past. We weren't there. Can't. But you look at what the evidence the past has left for us.
Right.
And you pick over it.
Yeah, you look at patterns.
So and the evidence builds up as more and more is explained by the same thing. So
but all of this, if anything, you know, it leads us to the question as to how we came here, how we got here in the first place. If God doesn't exist, then cognition, intelligence, consciousness doesn't make sense. I believe, and this is what my claim is. This is where I actually have no doubt that God definitely exists. I believe this universe didn't come from chance. It's not a product of random, blind chance. If there is no God, if there is no creator, no sustainer, no designer, no planner behind us, then we simply cannot become by chance. The only other option is chance. Well, random, blind, uncontrolled chance.
Well, it's chance and selection. That's how things work.
Selection is not chance.
Selection by who?
Selection by who?
Well, environment.
And who drives the environment to become what it has become?
Natural processes.
And how do natural processes come about?
Nature is natural.
Blind natural processes can produce intelligence and cognition and consciousness.
Yeah, that's what's right.
This is where I am completely lost.
Okay.
Completely lost in the sense that I cannot come to believe in a random universe or a by chance universe because our intelligence and cognition cannot be by chance.
Because
I believe a stone that has no intelligence cannot produce an intelligent entity. Do you agree?
Well,
can a stone?
There's a few intermediate steps.
So how can we get intelligence from non-intelligence? This is something you have to explain to me.
Okay.
How can we get intelligence from non-intelligence?
Okay, so you start to get life from non-life. So once you've got life,
I don't accept that either.
Okay.
We cannot have life from.
Well, I mean,
non-life.
How long are we going to be here for then?
We're going to be here as long as necessary. Yeah, I cannot accept.
So which one do you want to do first? Life from non-life, or
you're telling
life
me a stone?
Intelligence?
Okay. Are you? I mean, let's use simple arguments. You're telling me a stone can give life?
There was a process that generated life.
Explain it.
Okay, so it starts. Well, obviously. We still don't know. It's still something that's been looked into.
So until we...
So I'm just giving what I understand to be the best guess as it is at the moment.
Right, so it's a guess. I mean, guess is not good enough for me. To reach
God... Well, okay,
God,
we don't know then. What's the problem?
Yeah.
What's the problem with
I mean, I know. I'm claiming philosophically that we have been produced by a superior intelligence. We have intelligence, we have cognition, we have ability to design, to make, to build, to plan... and to implement, to decide, all these qualities have been given to us by a superior intelligence, not inferior intelligence or non-intelligence. Mm. it doesn't make sense to me that non-intelligence can somehow produce intelligence.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. It's like,
but that,
it's
that,
like
that,
let me very quick.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's like throwing sand in the air.
Yeah.
And imagine, do you think we would ever get a sandcastle when it lands? Ever.
No, that's not how it works, is it?
So our universe, our solar system, is more complex than a sandcastle. It's more complex.
Yeah, yeah,
our
yeah.
cognition,
yeah, yeah.
our ability to think, our ability to see and taste and speak and smell
yeah.
is a lot more sophisticated and complicated than a sandcastle.
Yeah, yeah.
So if we cannot get a sandcastle... Yeah.
Well, you've said this phrase a few times, I can't understand it, I can't grasp how that could be. But that is not the way to formulate a logical argument. You say... either God did it or some other thing did it. I can't understand how another thing did it, therefore God did it. Well, that is
my
that
argument
isn't
is simple.
An argument.
Because we have intelligence and cognition,
yeah.
I believe a superior form of intelligence and cognition has produced us. It cannot possibly be made by non-intelligence or inferior intelligence.
You've got to prove that all other possibilities are excluded. You can't just say, I can't imagine.
There are no other possibilities. It is impossible. I'm saying it is logically impossible to claim that intelligence can come out from non-intelligence. Or
well,
life can comply.
Yeah. But you're claiming that. So what? You're claiming God exists. So you've got
yes.
to prove that intelligence can't come from non-intelligence.
I'm using my own existence and my own cognition and my own ability to analyze situations that this ability has been given to me by a supreme entity that has supreme intelligence and supreme cognition. That's
yeah.
the point I'm making.
Yeah, well, I get
yeah.
that's
like
how you
humans,
understand
I'll
it.
Give you an example. We create robots.
Right.
We create machines.
Yeah.
And they function in a specific way. If, let's say, two computers or five computers were to argue later on, that we have just come about by a random chance of environment changing and there are natural causes that have created us. It would be an absurd discussion, right? Between five computers, right? Likewise, we are far more sophisticated. So we are humans. We are the ones who have created sophisticated things. Sorry, apologize. Sophisticated things like computers.
Yeah.
So using that logic, if we go back behind...
Well, that's an analogy. It's not logic.
Yeah, that's an analogy. Okay. I'm using that analogy.
Yeah.
Likewise, we have been created by a supreme intelligence, not an inferior intelligence or non-intelligence.
Yeah.
Because what you're claiming is...
But you're just saying that's how I understand things. And I say, okay, fine, you understand things that way. But you need to prove it if you're going to... You said you thought you could prove God existed.
And I am proving it through logic and through philosophical arguments. I'm
no,
telling
so
you...
So far you're just so, saying, but I don't so, understand how it could be in another way.
So I'm asking you a question. How do you think our intelligence cognition has come? You're claiming it's by chance?
Well, it's the same...
Which is blind.
Yeah,
uncontrolled.
Evolutionary process.
Evolution does not explain cognition, intelligence, and other
why
things.
Not?
It doesn't. Evolution does not explain.
Okay, so you've got an agent, mm-hmm. and an agent needs to operate in the world.
Yes.
It sees things in the world and it decides the best way to do something. So it's beginning to use a brain to.
How did the brain come about in the first place? That ability to even analyze. Situations.
Well, it started then, with just response to light. That the first feedback that was in the tiny cell going to have feedback between light and swim away from the light source or towards the light source.
So how did the cell even get that ability to respond to light? That's my question.
It was a mutation and it was selected for.
That's your claim. Can you prove that? You cannot
prove
that.
No, but I don't need to prove it. You need to prove
that
other possibilities
okay.
are excluded. It's
right.
you who've got the burden of proof, not me.
Okay. I can say the same thing to you as an atheist because you claim that there is no God or there are no gods.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I don't think I can prove that. I just think that the
right.
evidence points that
right.
way.
Right. I believe because I exist with cognition and intelligence.
Yeah.
I believe my intelligence and cognition is not a product of chance. Especially blind chance. When you divorce God, an intelligent agent from the picture, what you're left with is blind process. Uncontrolled, random blind process.
Yeah,
like throwing
right.
sand in the air. Okay? By
well,
throwing
no, it's
sand...
Not. That's a really poor analogy. Throwing sand
well,
in the air.
Well, it is. I'm using that analogy. And I believe effectively. Okay? If you throw sand in the air, it will never land as a sandcastle. Likewise, because it's a blind, uncontrolled, unplanned process. Even though I have thrown the sand, there is an agent behind the sand. But because there is no intention...
It's more like you throw the sand in the air and you... something lands here, something that's there, and you leave the sand that lands there, pick up the sand that lands there, throw that in the air... More lands over there and some lands there. You pick up the sand that didn't
You'll never
land there,
get a sandcastle.
And you do that, and slowly it will build up. Because if you're leaving
but
the sand,
it will never be a
sandcastle.
When I say a sandcastle, something.
But it's a mixture of selection and randomness, is what is how
but
you produce.
I'm saying you will never get a sandcastle. You
Why
will
not?
Never. You won't. How many chances do we have? In a trillion. To get a sandcastle.
Well, if you started from nothing, then you won't get one in a trillion.
We don't want
but
a
if
sandcastle.
You get closer and closer, leave the sand that you want in your sand place.
But then you're planning.
And pick up the rest.
Then you're actually making the sandcastle.
No, you're selecting.
I'm saying there's no selection. I'm saying you're throwing sand in the air randomly.
You can't...
You'll never get a sandcastle.
You can't give an analogy for randomness and selection, which doesn't have the selection element in it.
There is an analogy, and the analogy is likewise, the universe, if you believe, is a product of blind process, blind, uncontrolled, unplanned process. We cannot get, just like when we throw sand, we cannot get a sandcastle, likewise, we cannot get something as sophisticated as our universe, our solar system, our planet Earth and life within the planet Earth. Everything is mathematically coded.
Well, science has provided answers to most of those things.
No, you have initially confirmed that science does not provide answers to all our questions. And one of those questions is...
Yeah, I didn't say all, I said most.
Science doesn't provide answers to these questions. Where did we come from? Science has no answer to that question.
So
where did we come from? How did we come into being? Science does not answer that question.
Well, the science has got a good idea of how life came from non-life, and then science has got a very good explanation with through evolution of how more organisms become more complicated.
Can science explain the concept of happiness or something? Can science explain cognition, calculation in our minds?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think science can explain spiritual experiences.
Really?
Feelings like love. Science cannot explain what love is.
Of course it can.
How?
Well, love is to do with how we bond as social creatures.
Right.
And families especially.
So how can science... What are there any journals or anything written on love, the concept of love, scientifically?
Probably, in psychology journals.
Okay, yes, psychology, yes.
Yeah. Well, psychology is a branch of science.
Yes, of course. But psychology does not go into the concept of love. It doesn't explain what love is. And why it's there. It doesn't tell us why love is there.
Well,
why the feeling of love and...
Yeah, love is bonds us as human beings and gives us the... To be altruistic to each other and all the rest
of it. Yes, not necessarily. Not always. But sometimes we have a feeling of attachment with some persons more than others.
Yeah.
Can science explain why? Can science explain why those feelings?
Yeah, it's you have a much stronger attraction to those closer to you than those far away.
Why?
Because of
your
efforts.
You may meet a woman on the street and you like her and you fall in love with her and you've never known her and you just the way she talks, just the way she walks, just the way she behaves, you fall in love with her. Why?
Well, the biology behind that is that you need strong attachments to bring up children. And stay
That's
with
later.
Each other.
That's later. But why do you fall in love with someone you don't know? You've never met her in your life. She's not your mother. She's not your sister. She's not your wife.
Yeah.
She's someone random on the street.
I don't think that really happens. You've got to get
to
know them before.
It happens. It's happened to many people. It happens in movies.
Well, okay. I saw that. That's. I wouldn't think you call that love. That's more infatuation, isn't it?
So going back to
you can love someone you know. You're infatuated with an image of someone you don't know.
Going back to the question that
.
I believe God exists because I exist and I've been created for a purpose. The universe, the solar system is designed, it's mathematically placed. Even the sun and the moon, their placement is mathematical. It's exactly right for our existence. If we move the sun from its constant, we would cease to exist, as you know. as astrophysicists have already clarified, even though it's millions of miles away, it has been rightly placed for life to exist on planet Earth. You can say it's random, it's by chance, it's accidental, but I don't believe that. I believe the fact that it's mathematically coded, and our lives are mathematically...
We don't know how many places in the universe there's life.
We don't know. We're talking about what we know.
We only know.
So we can only talk about what we know. Yeah, exactly. We know this one.
And this is the perfect place for life of the kind that's developed, because of course that's the kind of life that will develop.
So yes. And the fact that we know we are here, and we know that we are intelligent, we have cognition.
Yeah.
I believe it's not a product of random process of chance or accident. It simply doesn't happen like that. Logically, things don't work like that. You will never have unplanned, uncontrolled. It's like having an unplanned, uncontrolled demolition of a building. You demolish it and then you get another building. Nicely formed, nice kitchens, nice toilets, nice bathrooms, nice furniture, fully furnished. It doesn't happen like that. The planet Earth is furnished for us by God, I believe. There's a supreme agent out there.
Well, again, you're looking at the information and interpreting it in your way.
Yes,
but you're not proving that your way is the only way.
I'm giving you reasons as to why I believe, I have a strong belief in God. And I believe my reasons are very strong, more so than the reasons of neo-atheists or atheistic thinkers. They have not yet convinced me. I have read their books, I've read their works. Their philosophical, scientific arguments are not convincing. They simply cannot answer basic questions about our existence. Right? That's why I'm a strong believer in God. Yeah. When I look at the universe, when I look at the planet Earth, when I look at the solar system, when I look at our own creation within myself, when I look at my eye, for example, it is more powerful than all of these cameras in front of us. The focus in our eye. You know the speed of our focus?
Yeah.
The camera takes a while to focus, right? Our eye... I don't believe it's it has come about by random accidental chance.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Okay,
like
but you keep saying you believe that. So what you're doing is you have your worldview and you're looking at the data of the world through the glasses of your worldview.
Then to prove
and then
me
it
wrong,
all works for
to
you.
Prove me wrong, you have to give me reasons as to why I have to believe in a sophisticated planet, in sophisticated creatures created by an unsophisticated, unplanned, uncontrolled process. You have to show me why.
Yes.
And once you show me why conclusively, I will join your rank. I'll be the first one. I'll carry the flag.
Yeah. So, well, tell me about your God.
Huh? Sorry?
What? Easy lifestyle.
Absolutely. I'll go to Brazil. I'll go... Well, where's that? What's that beach? Yeah, I'll go and join the carnival. With a beer in my hand, dancing.
Yeah.
Life is beautiful. There's no life after death. No God. No recompense. No accountability. Hallelujah. No, not hallelujah is wrong. Hallelujah is the wrong word, right? So have a party, eat, drink, shit, and die. Sorry, you know? Sometimes
you. You mentioned this many times that you could be wrong.
Sorry?
You believe that it's possible that you could be wrong?
That there is a God?
Yeah.
No, there's no possibility. Because all of this, I know this is in existence, and because it exists, it is impossible for a God to be not there. Okay, there has to be a God for me to be here.
I could be wrong, so I enter a discussion thinking that you might prove me wrong.
It's not because I am wrong or right. It's because something I can see. I can see clearly the universe is there, the planet Earth is there, the solar system is there. It's sophisticated. It's mathematically coded. The solar system is mathematically coded, right? Our existence depends on the position of the sun. We mess with this constant. We cease to exist. I don't believe this is by random chance or it's an accident which produced...
What's wrong with the... There's all these different places in the universe where life could be, and we have to be in one of them because, of course, we are... How can we be anywhere else?
Yeah, that's a good...
It's no remarkable...
That's a good question. Okay, that's a good question. We only have one sandcastle and we don't have other 50 sandcastles. No, just because we have one sandcastle and we don't have other 50 sandcastles, we can't see them, doesn't mean that this one sandcastle is a product of chance. No, it is still a sandcastle. It looks sophisticated. It works in a sophisticated way. Hence, it has come about by a planned, controlled process of creation. It is not random. Just because other 50 lives or other 50 planets we cannot see in the universe or in our galaxy or beyond doesn't mean that our planet is not designed.
That leap of reasoning is not justified.
Which leap?
That you can't understand any other way it could be, therefore there isn't
any other way. We cannot understand anything we don't know. We can only understand things we know.